T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hockman and Crowder simulcast begins now. I will have your code word, your 3 o'clock code word, coming up momentarily. And we will head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We could shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Because Ben Volen, who covers the New England Patriots and the NFL for the Boston Globe, is with us. And I just told you my idea in the last segment of why this Tom Brady, New England, free agency, what is it, like a trial separation feel yes. to it almost, why I feel like this entire thing is happening. And they're
bored in their 20-year
yeah,
marriage.
You get into a 19-year relationship, 20-year relationship, and you go, I don't even know anything outside this relationship. I just want to experience life a little bit. I'll probably come back. And that's what Dwayne Wade thought. I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Dwayne Wade was doing the same. I'm just dipping my toe in the water. And then he was like, ooh, you know what? I like this girl over here in Chicago. And didn't end up well. Like, it's exactly what you said, which is you get into that relationship and you go, wait a second, I had a really good relationship.
And the Patriots are a hell of a wife.
So Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is with us. Let's get his take on all this. What's your take on this Tom Brady dabbling in the notion of leaving?
So I came up with a new conspiracy theory today that I really like. It's you know, you see Tom Brady's Instagram post today, and he's talking about how motivated he is. He, you know, in the Peter King article the other day, he's talking about how motivated he is and how hard he's going to train. I think Kraft and Belichick already know they're bringing Brady back, but all this is just to motivate him, because the last few years he hasn't been going to OTAs. Maybe he hasn't been, doing as much stuff with the team. So all of this is just the Patriots' way to motivate him and get him to show up to OTAs. They know they're going to bring him back, but they're going through this song and dance now just to, like, tick him off and motivate him. Because he needs it. Like, if you look at his career trajectory, his stats shot up when he had Jimmy Garoppolo lighting a fire under his butt for 3.5 years. And he was, you know, struggling at other times where it didn't have a real competitive backup behind him. So I think they just need to find a way to you know, get Brady to work harder again. And that's my conspiracy theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, Ben, when he makes that decision, is it going to have something to do with money? Because they're talking about Dak Prescott getting $40 million a year. Is Brady going to want to be one of the highest paid quarterbacks if he does return?
I think it's more about the commitment. Channing, I think it's more about not just, you know, Brady wants 2 years. Brady wants multiple years, where I think the Patriots are rightly, like, looking at this like, are you crazy? Like, you're going to be 43 years old and you're coming off one of your worst seasons and you want us to commit multiple years to you? And so there's definitely a game of chicken right now. Brady is making it clear he wants to play, and that if it's not with the Patriots, then he'll work hard and go kick butt somewhere else and make the Patriots regret it. And Robert Kraft is trying to, you know, put all the blame on Brady, you know, set up his defense. Like, if he goes, don't blame me. He's the one who wanted to be a free agent. He's the one, you know, we want him back. But it seems like the Patriots only want him back on their terms, you know, reasonable price year to year. So it's a game of chicken, and they've got 2 months because the contract, it voids on March 17th at 4 in the afternoon, and that's when a lot of salary cap money will hit for the Patriots. So that's a big deadline. And, you know, until then, I think we're going to see a lot of back and forth, a lot of social media posts, you know, a lot of Robert Kraft showing up in Peter King articles, and we have to decode what they have to say. there's a long way to go in this mess before it finally gets resolved.
This is so similar to D. Wade and the Miami Heat in my mind. Hold on. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe is with us. I want to give away the code word here for your chance at winning $1,000. Time for the Hockman and Crowder Football Frenzy $1,000 cash giveaway. $1,000. It could be you. This hour's code word is web. W-E-B. Text that right now to 72881. Text web to 72881. Your next chance to win will be at the top of the next hour, so about 4:05. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. It's a national contest. Take a moment right now. Text the word web to 72881. You talk about Tom Brady, you know, well, maybe he'll just go elsewhere and do it and whatnot, and his stats did decline. His play declined. If they reload, if the Patriots reload at skill positions, because we can all identify that, you know, when Josh Gordon was no longer there, they had Antonio Brown for the Dolphins game. Gronk obviously makes a big difference. If they reloaded, is Tom Brady Tom Brady still, or was the Tom Brady that we saw the new Tom Brady?
I do think that they could run it back one more time if they really wanted to. They have to do a lot of cosmetic surgery to the offense, probably beef up the offensive line with a player or two. Definitely, get a wide receiver, like trade for Odell Beckham. I think that is going to be on the table for the Patriots this year if Brady comes back. You know, trade for an Odell Beckham, go get A.J. Green, who's going to be a free agent, like something like that. They've got to get Brady some better talent around him. But, I mean, Josh McDaniels looks like he might come back at this point, and you're going to have Belichick, and if, you know, Brady and a better offensive line and better weapons, and Edelman's back another year. Yeah, I think they still have another run left in them. I don't know if Brady is, you know, vintage Brady anymore, but I still think he's good enough they went 12-4 this year, and they were awful on offense. So, Brady is not, to me, he's not Peyton Manning. He's not Joe Montana. He's not just completely broken down at the end of his career. I still think his body is holding up decently well, and, you know, he can still play football. But, we'll see what happens. You know, he seems very serious about wanting the respect that he thinks he deserves and testing the market if that's what it is. And, you know, the Patriots right now seem pretty set on just we'll have Tom back, but only at our terms and at our numbers. So, maybe he does go play for the Chargers, the Raiders next year. I think that would be weird, and I think it would be pretty unpopular around here, but, you know, you have to consider it at this point.
And if Tom was to leave, Ben, do they try to woo a vet? You know, because like we keep bringing up the L.A. Chargers where I think Phillip Rivers is gone. Would they try to get a Rivers or maybe like a Bridgewater whose contract is up? Or do you think they believe in Stidham, or do they go into the draft? What's the future look like at quarterback for the Patriots post-Tom Brady, if it's this year or next year?
So I don't think they're ready to hand over the keys to Jarrett Stidham. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be the answer at all. So, you know, I definitely don't think they're prepared to move on without Tom Brady. And I think that, you know, the best thing for all sides, I think Tom Brady's best chance of success is coming back. And I think the Patriots, if they want to win another one, you know, Tom Brady is the guy. But, you know, I think you're probably looking at A, drafting someone in the top few rounds, and then B, I think you're looking at a bridge quarterback, like a veteran, you know, like I get laughed at when I bring up these names, but like Andy Dalton, or, you know, maybe the Raiders finally trade Derek Carr or Matt Stafford, Cam Newton might become available. Like, I think that's the level of veteran you'd want to bring in just to, you know, keep things afloat until you figure out the long-term solution at quarterback. So it's not pretty, but I would be interested to see how Belichick could do with like an Andy Dalton, to see if he actually could, you know, get something out of him and make him, you know, it's like with Tannehill with the Titans this year, you put him in a different environment and he's absolutely killing it. So I would like to see Belichick, what he could do with some of these other quarterbacks, but it's definitely, I think, best for Brady and the Patriots to bring him back for another year.
It's like you looked at the questions that I had written, because I was just going to bring up Tannehill. Ben Volen covers the New England Patriots and the NFL for the Boston Globe.
Pro Bowler Tannehill, that's who you're bringing up?
I mean, if you had to rank how much Ryan Tannehill had to do with the downfall of the Patriots this season, I'm just doing this off the top of my head, I would say Brian Flores, Ryan Fitzpatrick, 1, Derrick Henry, 2, Mike Vrabel, 3, and Ryan Tannehill 4, and I think I might be being generous. But no, we're obviously fascinated with Ryan Tannehill down here. So in that game on Saturday when Tennessee defeats the New England Patriots, what'd you think of Ryan Tannehill?
So I too am fascinated with Tannehill, and I wrote 2 lengthy articles on him last week leading up to the game. Like, I can't get enough Tannehill right now. And if I had an MVP vote, which I don't, I'd probably rank him 3rd, just behind Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson.
Oh, my God.
I mean, listen to this stat.
Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, for like a 5-11 team. That's, you know, he put up a lot of yards, but the team didn't do anything. What Tannehill, I mean, we're talking about most valuable player. They went 2-4 before he got in there, and then they went 7-3 and were like number 1 in every stat across the board on offense. There are 3 quarterbacks in NFL history that have averaged over 9 yards per attempt and completed 70% of their passes in a season. Sammy Baugh, Joe Montana, and Ryan Tannehill. Mm. Like, what he did this season was unbelievable. Their play, and a lot of it was Derrick Henry because he was such a beast, but their play-action passing game was just off the charts.
And of course, the Texans rested everybody on defense in the final game. I mean, it was just,
they did. So that helped
the stats. Had the stats.
However, Tannehill's awesome, and I think the Titans, I don't know about like, you know, invest long term in him, but I think they're ready to bring him back for the next couple of years and make him their quarterback, and he deserves it. I mean, he's played awesome this year.
Well, the question that Channing and I have talked about for the entire season is, do you give context? That's my buzzword. I believe so much context is given to Ryan Tannehill's stay in Miami. 7 seasons, and my barometer was 7 seasons without a single playoff victory for a first-round draft pick. To me, that's a failure, but everyone wants to talk context. Too many head coaches, too many OCs,
yes.
Not the right wide receivers, porous offensive line.
Adam Gase?
What's the context you give to Tannehill and the Dolphins? Did he have his fair chance, or was he done dirty by the organization?
No, I think he had his fair chance, but I do think he was not set up for success there. I talked to Mike Sherman the other day, who was his offensive coordinator the first 2 years, and he was saying how they had no protection for him first of all, he probably should have sat as a rookie because he didn't play that much in college. And then they just threw him to the wolves. He had no protection, no help out there his first couple of years. He took a total beating and, you know, got up every time and never pointed fingers. And then, the constant switching of coaches, coordinators, you know, schemes, systems, all that stuff. It's not conducive to developing a young quarterback. And let's not forget, I mean, he's still relatively young for quarterbacks. He's 31 right now. I think he's in his 8th season. I mean, Tom Brady's best years were in his mid to late 30s. That's when you finally kind of have it mentally all figured out, and you're still physically, at the top of your game. So I think Tannehill, is still physically, he still runs and throws and really can rip some throws. And, now in his 8th season, he's probably just a better quarterback than he was earlier in his career. So I wonder, the Dolphins maybe bailed too soon on him. They did all the developing. They got all the bad habits out of him. Now the Titans get the good Tannehill.
Ben, you're never going to convince this man about Tannehill.
But I
appreciate you.
Sorry that not everything was perfect for you, Ryan
Ben,
Tannehill.
Ben, talking about that game, another big storyline from the Patriot-Titan game was Vrabel Belichicking Belichick with him running the time off the clock, in that punt formation. How does Belichick get so mad about people doing stuff to him that he does to people all the time?
There must have been something unique about that play, because we asked Belichick about it. He gave his standard, go call the league office and they'll tell you about it. There must have been something a little unique about it that got Belichick upset, because you're right. We saw him do it against the Jets this year. He even said, after the game, he's like, that's a loophole. They'll probably close it after this year, but that's a loophole. And, it was good to take advantage of it. So I will be curious to see if the NFL looks to close it. It does seem weird that you can just keep taking, delay of game penalties and milk that much time off the clock. So I love that Vrabel not only did that, but really turned Belichick's tricks against him. Like the whole – use anything as motivation and bulletin board material. And, you know, Kyle Van Noy had a couple of comments during the week. Like, he talked about going on a revenge tour, and then Tom Brady posted a hype video to Instagram about a lion and all the hyenas and jackals are coming after him and they're laughing at him. And the lion, you know, tears bleep apart. And the Titans just completely turned that around and turned that into self-motivation. And Logan Ryan after the game was telling Kyle Van Noy, you know, shut your mouth, stop giving us bulletin board material. You're running your mouth and we have to shove it back in your face. And Mike Vrabel, he comes in the locker room after the game and he goes to the whole team, he goes, they want the hyenas? They got the bleeping hyenas. Like this, yeah. Yeah, they just turned all that stuff around. And you never see that coming out of the Patriots, that kind of, you know, bravado. So, you know, good for Vrabel. And it's about time that we see a team that doesn't, you know, pee down its leg when it comes into Foxborough and chases these guys.
Ben Volen, he writes for the Boston Globe. I got to ask you real quick on the way out here. Have you seen Uncut Gems? Because I've become a huge fan of Kevin Garnett, who I thought I hated.
No, you're like the third person that's asked me that, though. And I hear Kevin Garnett is, like, really good at that.
Really good. Yeah, you haven't seen it?
No, I don't. I have kids. I don't see anything anymore.
That's what Crowder said. Yeah.
Got baby.
All right. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. Thank you, Ben.
All right, I'll see you boys at the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we will have a good time. Everyone's going to be down in Miami for the Super Bowl.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.